This is Texas Public Radio's Shelley Koffler. On Monday, San Antonio voters will begin casting ballots in the May 6th race for mayor. Texas Public Radio is sitting down with the leading mayoral candidates to find out more about their policy priorities. We're also asking them to take us to a location that reveals something about the values they'd bring to the job. I met Councilman Ron Nuremberg at a place where his public and personal priorities come together. Ron Nuremberg is a diehard Red Sox fan who once dreamed of being a sports writer. And in a deep grassy field at Hardberger Park, he pulls a baseball from his leather mitt and lobs a high toss to his 8-year-old son, Jonah.
Nice job, throwing like Jackie Bradley.
A lot of people know that what drives me and what brought me into thinking about public service is my family, you know, particularly my young son. So I chose to be a stay-at-home dad for the first year of his life, to be there and throw the ball around with him when he first learned to move his arm.
Nice catch.
Now Nuremberg wants to introduce his son to another of his passions, preserving natural areas like Hardberger Park. Nuremberg's reputation as an environmentalist grew from a successful public battle in 2013, shortly after being elected to the city council. He helped stop development that could have threatened Bracken Cave, a summer home to the largest colony of bats in the world. Since then, Nuremberg, the environmentalist, has angered some developers by wanting to decrease the density on property where they plan to build. He's questioned the San Antonio Water System's plan to raise customer rates to pay for the Vista Ridge pipeline, even though he ended up voting with the rest of the council to move forward with the controversial project. Now,
how are you feeling about it now? Are you feeling like the Vista Ridge project is one that will benefit the city and you're comfortable with where we are?
I'm not comfortable with where we are. I'm very concerned with where we are.
Nuremberg says the Vista Ridge contract he voted for shifted risk away from the ratepayers and emphasized conservation, but SAWS has since made changes to the contract
that really call into question whether this project will even produce water when we need it.
If elected mayor, Nuremberg says he'll use his position on the SAWS board to make changes.
So I'm going to give them a period of time, 30 to 60 days, to cure all these things satisfactorily, or that project will not continue.
Nuremberg, who just turned 40, graduated from San Antonio's Trinity University and received a master's in communications from the University of Pennsylvania. After working on a municipal policy project there, he returned to Trinity to run its radio station. Nuremberg's critics say he tends to take on issues like conservation and a stronger ethics plan instead of digging into deep urban challenges like San Antonio's rising homicide rate. So we ask him about that.
Are you comfortable with what we're doing in terms of public safety in the community? And if not, what would you do to change it?
No, I don't think anyone should be satisfied when our crime rate is rising. One of the reasons why I voted against the police contract is that we need to get a structurally balanced contract so we can hire more officers. Right now we have one of the lower per capita officers per capita of any big city in the United States. That needs to change.
Nuremberg claims Mayor Ivy Taylor, who's running for re-election, agreed to a 5-year police contract that will eventually be $20 million over budget. He says city negotiations on the next contract need to begin now. As for his top infrastructure priority, Nuremberg recently talked about it with the community group, Pub Theology. Members here debate policy while hoisting a few beers.
Obviously, transportation issues are real important.
That's problematic for people getting to jobs and everything.
I work downtown, and it takes almost an hour to get down here.
We need to build a modern transportation system for the city of San Antonio, and that means mass transit, that means public transportation, that means building capacity where we can on our roads.
Does it mean toll roads?
I don't think it needs to be. In fact, I don't support toll roads if there are resources to pay for those roads.
Would you advocate considering rail once again?
I already have. In fact, a lot of people confuse streetcar with rail. I didn't support the streetcar project because it wouldn't have moved the needle on the transportation reform that we need in this city. It's not rail.
So would you be the mayor that tried to put rail in front of voters in the near future?
Yes, I would.
In whatever the city does, Nuremberg wants diversity and inclusion. It may have something to do with the interfaith household he grew up in. His father's family were Jews who emigrated from Russia and Poland. His mother was a Catholic from Malaysia.
I am the son of immigrants from all over the world, and I embrace that.
Nuremberg cites gender diversity as one issue where he and Ivy Taylor disagree. Taylor voted against a non-discrimination ordinance for the LGBT community in 2013. Nuremberg supported it.
I think there's remarkable differences between myself and Mayor Taylor that are important differences for people to base their votes on.
Voters elected Mayor Taylor 2 years ago, despite her opposition to the non-discrimination ordinance. Nuremberg is hoping they'll rethink that issue this time and look at his values when they do.
Nice catch.
Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.